I'll just say, because a couple people asked, if you weren't here at the last meeting or whatever, yes, we did go over the arms crossing, and we did figure out that using overriding AO animations properly using the set override call really does fix the crossing over, so as far as I've seen.
Okay, so there was a particular animation that didn't have an override defined, and it was the fact that you were transitioning into that that was causing the problem?
I think it's more a timing thing. If you're rewriting the server's animation table, which is what set animation override does, then you get the right sequence of animations. And if you're what you're doing is monitoring what's going on and trying to do overrides of the animations individually, you end up with a little time gap during which one of the system animations begins to play. And that's what the leg crossing is. So it's a timing thing. Whereas if you've rewritten the animation table, the timing all works. And
right. And I think there is something going on too, where either the last animation just gets totally lost because of that second or whatever, and it's not blending from the old animation anymore, and that's where you get those legs crossing over. Because now,
right?
It's,
well, if it had begun to play a system animation in between, you wouldn't expect it to
exactly.
Work. So that's true too.
In my investigation, I was looking at the ZAO animation overrider, and that does not use the LL set animation override command at all, which is a newer command. And so I think that works better on the system level. And maybe somebody needs to write an updated AO that's using that command. It probably works better.
Yeah, I would hope that now that set animation override is an option that's available, that would kind of trickle into the generally used
I think that the increase in interest in animations and so forth that I predict this project will cause is probably going to be the trigger for that. Because the set animation override's been around for quite a while now.
It's been around for a while now at this point, but I think it's still the new kid on the block compared to a lot of the...
Yeah, the wiki says 2013, but I think ZAO was written in, 2007. I think that's what the date I saw in the script.
If not older, yeah. And even the ZHA02 doesn't override it properly either.
So, yeah, legacy content is an issue. But that's encouraging if we actually do understand what's causing the problem and there's a known workaround, it's not affecting everybody.
I will have to, at some point, get an AO written, so it really depends on my code or whether I can release it for free to everybody, but we'll see.
I would suspect that as people start having Bento-based avatars, that is going to create a considerable incentive to update, since the existing AO's animations aren't going to animate any of those joins.
Personally, if I want everything to work right, I'm going to have to update almost all my AOs, really.
Yeah, I guess the updates kind of have to sell themselves. If people can see, your avatar does this thing that mine doesn't, then, what do I have to do to get that? It is hard to dislodge something that's kind of well-established, especially if it's also free.